Hey
Mo, how's
hey,
it going?
Going wonderfully. How's it going for you?
Just fabulous.
Yeah.
The fakeness. I don't know why we do that. Why do we do that?
Because you like to say it on the habit?
Do we do? probably. Anyways, I just saw some news that some cop fell off an overpass up in Seattle somewhere. In the motorcade for the vice president. It was like a 60-foot drop, a motorcycle cop. So
like the first person?
I don't know, but you're like a motorcycle falling 50 or 60 feet. Like
anything,
in a car
is
one thing, but yeah, so but he's supposed to be okay. So
good. So he's not paralyzed or anything like that. What a
blessing. I don't know, but he's talking. So
okay. That's good.
He's still with us.
Okay. Well, that's a fun story. Hopefully he'll write a book.
Did you say a fun story? I probably
like, my future self, you know.
It's just something I saw before we got on here, so I just thought I'd share with you. So what's new? What's going on? How you do?
You know, so for those of you who don't know, I lost my kitty cat, Pantera. I should have done a montage for him. I'll do it next time.
Little Pantera.
He passed away. But on the good note, I met my family, my birth family, for the first time. Well, a lot of members of my birth family for the first time. I had my birth mother's father, so my grandfather's family reunion. And then it was in Ohio. So then I got to meet my other family members, like from her mom's side. So it was nice. And I got to see my nephew and my cousin, my auntie. Yeah, I felt like that was unfortunate timing, but couldn't have happened at a better time.
But it looked beautiful. It did. It looked like a really nice time. It looked really beautiful. Just the location and the pictures and stuff. It looked really pretty.
Yeah, it was. They got it together. I was like, okay, they know how to do logistics. I'll take it. Now everything.
Yeah, because family reunions be a mess.
They were pretty much, besides starting late, everything else was on point. I was like, I get it from my family. Hey. Like if something started at 1, nobody would get there until 4.
Well, you know.
I mean, I thought coming 2.5 hours late was like a good, I was like, I'm going to come 2.5 hours late. I was there for an hour putting stuff together.
Oh my goodness. Pitching in. Doing family work.
Doing that early birth.
That's how I do it because my anxiety's got me like, I want to be there early so that I'm there and people come in and then I could be like, oh, hi. I could greet them instead of having to go into like established groups. I can't do that. So I'd rather be there first.
Oh, you would be a fun greeter. See, I don't like it. I don't feel safe. I feel like I'm standing on my own in a room of people.
But you're standing on your own anyways when you walk in alone. So I'd rather be the one there and they're walking in than to me walk into a room of established conversation and have to break in somehow, you know?
That makes me uncomfortable. They both make me uncomfortable. I mean,
living a life of pretty much
being uncomfortable.
But discomfort. A life of discomfort.
Right? Because it's like, when I walk in the room, it's like people are doing their conversation. Nobody's looking at me. Nobody's focused on me. Like if you're standing at the door or something, everybody who's coming in is passing you. No, I ain't gonna talk to you. Bye. You know, I do it if I have a task, like it's volunteering and stuff. Selling Girl Scout cookies.
Selling Girl Scout
cookies. Girl, you okay? They do that outside.
Are you?
Outside of the grocery store. We live in a world, girl.
I haven't seen that in a minute. I used to stand outside the Thrifties. Anyways, what are we talking about? What is we talking about? Cookies were $2.75 a box.
Now what are they, $6?
Yes. And then the box has gotten, there's less and less cookies in there. It'd be like 8 Samoas. Like, how?
Mm-mm-mm.
Terrible. But I still buy them.
Same. I'm going to buy them forever, especially since they have vegan options.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely going to buy them.
So, we ready to talk about some stuff?
I'm ready whenever you are.
This is the vibe. Is weird. This is weird.
That's what I feel too. I'm like, what is this vibe? Why are you not talking?
Oh, so awkward. I feel like I've been talking since this thing started. What are you talking about? Anyway, so the topic for tonight or whatever. I put podcasts on while I take a shower. It's a kind of multitask or whatever. And I put on like, there's a TED Radio Hour. It's like a podcast. I mean, there's all these TED Talk podcasts, whatever. And so one was called The Future Self. And I was like, okay, let's put that on. And I found it really interesting. I sent you a little bit of it. I listened to a little, and it just got me thinking, because it's about how we connect today, like our present selves with our future selves, and why we find it difficult, if we do find it difficult, to sacrifice and make changes today that are going to benefit our future self. And so it was based in like all this, like, you know, scientific empirical studies. They did MRIs, they had like a sample group. I mean, it was like legit. And people, when they thought about them, their present day selves, and talked about themselves, a certain part of their brain lit up. And then when they were asked to envision their future self 10 years down the road, 5 years down the road, the part of their brain that lights up when they talk about strangers or people they have no connection with, celebrities even, or something, lit up. So it's as if we don't see ourselves in our future selves. Does that make sense? Like, yeah, there might as well be a stranger. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's why, because we don't, I mean, if someone we didn't care about though was like, or just like an acquaintance, hey, help me move. You could find a reason to be like, nah, I can't help you move today, because whatever. But you would do it for someone you cared about. And it showed that we don't actually care about our future selves, because we can't connect or identify with them. Yeah. So then how can we be expected to make smart decisions today?
Yeah, exactly.
This vibe is throwing me off. This is just so weird.
Oh, girl, are you okay? I don't know what's up. So weird.
I don't know. I mean, because I think it's odd. I mean, the concept of it was odd to me. That we, or sad, maybe, that we don't feel connected to ourselves or the future self. I mean, in any way.
Isn't that a good thing? Isn't that the Buddhist thing, the Eckhart Tolle thing, to be in the present moment? So why focus on
and
the
I think, yeah.
If you love yourself today, you're going to just naturally, you know, in all that you can do, because some things aren't within our control, you're going to just naturally do the things that will get you to that place, because you have a love for your present self and you connect with your present self. You're in the present. I think that's like the, from what I keep hearing is from people, that's like the present is where we need to be. Thinking about,
I think that's the goal. That's what we're taught.
Yeah.
That's what we're working on now, is like to be present in every moment, to be here. But then there's also the other train of thought that's like, hey, you know, in your 20s or 30s, you know, you got to set aside for your retirement. You got to do this. You got to do like things you're supposed to do. Wash your face. Don't sleep in makeup. Take these vitamins. Do these things. Freeze your eggs. Whatever people are saying to you for your future self that would require some sacrifice today. So it's like, do we live in the moment? Do we take those crazy trips instead of putting that money aside for a rainy day?
I do.
Or do we say YOLO and just do us, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's.
I feel like it varies. Like, so for instance, like, you have kids and stuff, you can't YOLO. Like, for me, I can be like, YOLO, what do I have to save for? What do I have to do anything for? I'm living in the moment. Because then you got people dependent on you, man. They'd be like.
No, but that's exactly the point of this study, though, is I have a connection, an empathetic connection to another human being, right? And we don't have those emotional and empathetic connections to our future selves. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they made an example about, like, I don't know if it's Sally Struthers or whoever it is that's like, oh, 99 cents a day for this kid in Africa or whatever. There's a reason they give or the ASPCA. There's a reason they make you feel. They give you those videos where you're like, oh, they need to get you to buy in order to let go of some of your cash. Because we're not just going to give money away for free. So our future selves, there's no buy-in to that person. So we're not giving of ourselves our comfort today for that person, because we don't buy into them. We can't even envision who the hell they are. Don't you know what I mean? So like for my kids, you say, you know, I have kids. Yeah, because I'm connected to them in some way.
Yeah, exactly. So through them, you are living in the future, through their future.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was interesting. I was like, that's an interesting podcast. And to be able to see them study it and put science to it, because I mean, these are ideas you can think about, but to actually respond in a way is kind of cool. But I guess it says something about, I guess you were saying earlier, it's maybe about your relationship with your present day self. Because if you're doing things that are good for you today, it will have positive impacts for later. Like, I don't know. So then maybe I just don't care as I eat brownies and
that's my thing. You know what I mean? Brownies, man. Oh my God. I was like,
were they good?
They are the bomb. Oh my gosh, because vegan
Really?
brownies be dry, and those were not dry at all.
Well, do they use beans? All right, they use garbanzo
I
beans,
didn't
right? Isn't that
even
like,
look.
I feel
Is that
like
what they use?
brownies. I think so for brownies. I've seen some recipes where they use garbanzo beans, and I was like, I'll try that. Them chickpeas. In the pot, in the episode or whatever, they were talking about how some people do have a connection with their future selves and they don't see it as a sacrifice because they're paying themselves or they're, you know, paying it forward to themselves, doing things for themselves. Whereas I don't know. I don't think I've ever really thought of my future self and been like, oh, I'm gonna save money for myself. And the, like, I never really,
I see
I was
my
just
like
living.
I'm living, but I'm seeing future presence. I don't know how to describe it. So, yes, I'm going to take that trip. But then in my mind, I'm not thinking about like potential things that won't let me be the person I am today. So like I always figure out a way. But what if there comes a time where I don't figure out a way or something? I can't figure out a way because of aging or because of something else.
Do you feel like that's always happened? I feel like, and I don't know if it's just a matter of luck or if it's a resilience, which is like kind of makes me feel weird talking about it that way, but like I feel like things always find a way of working out
Amen.
somehow, right?
Some way,
And
somehow. Won't he do it? Yes.
I don't know that that's the case for everybody, and I don't know why that's the case for other for some, you know, so I don't know. There for the grace of God, I some saying, but I mean, I know it doesn't work that way for everybody, but I feel like, and I don't know if that's a personality trait or if that's a
Chance.
circumstances, just luck. Yeah, like I don't know, or if it's a mindset, you know, because I do feel like there is some man a bit of mindset in things, like, you know, because circumstances change, you may be dealt shitty cards, da 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 da, but what do you do with them? How you handle pressure. Because people handle that differently. So I mean, I don't know. I don't
And I
know.
think about it, I feel like it's all level of control too, different levels of control, because it's like, how much control do you feel like you have over your future self? Maybe for me, I feel like it's chance, so why should I do today, whatever that saying is,
Do
put
without or
off
whatever
today
for tomorrow or
what
something.
I can do tomorrow. Tomorrow is not a guarantee.
It's
Today
not.
is, as long as it is, because today might even not even be a full guarantee. But as long as it is. You know what I mean? So
So
as
then
long
in
as
that in th
I'm here, as long
so we just say F it for tomorrow. I mean, I none of this stuff matters in the long run because I feel like nobody's living their life like, oh, well, tomorrow may never come. So I'm gonna do, I mean, people are just waking up and doing life. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like there's a an overarching philosophy that's like guiding
Yeah, it's not
whether
like
or not I'm gonna
last
put X
holiday.
amount of my, yeah, like, but there is a feeling, and maybe it's programming or whatever, but like I need to be prepared to do stuff for the future. You know, that's why they have like IRAs and or yeah, IRAs and 401ks and things like that, or you put savings aside, you do things like that. But then it's like, what's the point? You put that money in your account and then what? What if you never use it?
Yeah, what if you get scammed or something like a lot of people? It's for the banks, I guess. But what I was thinking about was these, 70-year-olds, 80-year-olds are looking good. They are out there in these streets. They are twerking on TikTok. Like,
Not twerking.
yes, girl, they are twerking. So it's kind of like seeing that stuff. I think when I was younger, I just couldn't fathom a future. Most people didn't live past 40 or 50, 60 if they're lucky.
40 or 50
Yes.
when we were young?
I'm talking about my family. And so, yeah. So it's like all these
That is
young
so
people.
young.
Yeah. First, my cousins, just getting shot in the streets and things like that.
Oh,
One of them
God.
got killed in Iraq. Like, and it's like
Oh,
your
we were in a
circle.
war. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Military. Yeah.
Circumstances in life, and then accidents, people just passing away, poor life choices, all kinds of stuff.
Health. Yeah.
Health, yeah. So I don't think I knew anyone who really made it past 70, except like the older, like the way older generations, like born in the late 1800, early 1900s. But other than that,
You just did what my daughter does. I'm so mad at you.
what?
Mommy, you were born in the 1900s, right? Ugh. It sounds different. It sounds so
What?
wrong. born in the 1800s and the early 1900s.
We were born in the late 1900s, yes.
I know. That sounds old.
Right, it is, girl. This is the 1800s how we used to think about it in school.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, stop. Don't do that.
It's weird to, that felt weird.
Doesn't it? I mean, that's whatever. It's so that's weird. It is.
We're still here. But I think I talked about it when I had some things that I wanted to do, like live in New York and stuff for my future self that I did. So I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason. I think, like you said, most of us are just trying to get it through the day, make it through the day. Yeah. Because there is possible hope for the future. So you do the things you have to do to protect it. And then I think you said something about like different types of people. Like different types of people who respond to the future and who don't. 1900s.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking though, is I was thinking that would be a good exercise. Cause we're always talking about like, you know, just maybe some self-awareness or just doing a little work to kind of dive a little deeper into who we are and like how we can better ourselves. And I feel like that would be a good exercise is to envision like a visualization exercise. I can't even talk. Just to envision who you would be in 5 years. Or 10 years, so that you could create some kind of connection to that person. And maybe that would make you change your lifestyle decisions and your choices for today for this person that you have come to be connected to. You know what I mean? And I think maybe that's what people who are successful at saving money or living a healthier lifestyle for their future selves, maybe that's what they're able to do is to envision themselves at 50, 60, 70, and they have an emotional connection to who they are at 70. You know, because right now I'm like, I've never even thought about, how old am I? I don't know who I am today. Like,
yeah.
But I think that maybe that's a mindfulness or maybe like a meditative type exercise is to envision who your future self is. What have they accomplished? What have they done? You know, daydreaming, I guess, about who you're going to become. I have no idea. Yeah. I don't do that anymore. I used to do that.
Yeah, same. I think I just got disappointed by all these daydreams. I was just like, I'd rather live in the present.
Or you just had to just do life. Like, you didn't have time to be dreaming about it anymore. It was like,
you rarely get moments, you know. Yeah, like these people, like say like a tough guy working out, you know, is in finance or something. He already has this confidence, this like self-image. It's a self-image thing too. Like, the world is mine, you know, like the world is mine. I can just go and have whatever I want. And go and get it. So like you're doing your things today, just having a knowing. You may not be envisioning, but you know tomorrow will come. You have a belief that all of these days will come. Like the people probably who went in that submersible, like they probably had that mindset. Like,
don't get me started. They had a whole different mindset. Okay, I'm sure they had a very different mindset. I can't. No, I mean it's sad, but I can't.
I know.
Why am I laughing? Throw me up in here and throw me in the ocean? Like, I don't understand. I will never understand some people.
Like, what do the kids call them?
The trust, like just the blind trust. I mean, there's a lot of things I will never do in life. And I feel like it's maybe culturally or just like maybe socioeconomically related or something. But like, I'm not bungee jumping.
Nope.
You're not going to catch me skydiving.
Risk.
I ain't swimming with no sharks. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're not going to bolt me into some, you know, can of whatever and throw me in the ocean and then just leave it at that. Like, I don't.
That's that invincibility. That's that belief in that 70 self. No matter what I do,
must be nice.
I will be there. And I think it is. And when it happens, it's a happy ending. But when it happens, it's it's sad because you can't do all the things you were doing again, maybe, or you achieve the things that you wanted to in the future. But you live this life of fearlessness of being in the present for the future. I can't even, like, I feel like just being in the present, trying to survive the day is enough. Because we obviously know there's a future. I feel like Adrielle is always like, you know, there's a future. Why do you go work out? Why do you do this? You know, you're obviously not really thinking there's not a future. It's kind of, but it's like insurance to me, like just in case, you know, just in case.
But I mean, some of that stuff has benefits for today, right? Like the endorphins or the feeling good or the feeling of like being in part of a class or a community. Mm-hmm. So you're doing a bar class or you're doing kickbox, whatever, like you're with people, you get a rush. It feels nice.
Yeah,
and it may not necessarily be for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's just for the feeling of today.
That's true. Yeah.
But for me, I didn't even feel good today. I'm not doing anything. Like, it doesn't feel good today. It's not going to feel good tomorrow.
Sometimes if you're not doing mm-hmm. something, then it feels worse than like doing it.
Yeah.
Because you get the endorphins and stuff, and it kind of gets you along either the end of your day, middle, or beginning. We used to go early in the morning. I like that. Mm-hmm. I was just,
I'd be pumped. I miss that. I miss that. But I feel like as you age, I mean, and we talk about aging, this is kind of like what we're about here, is talking about how we're changing and whatever. But physically, as you age, I feel like there's these conditions that develop, you know, it's just a part of aging. And it makes it so much more difficult. Like, I've been trying to get back on a routine to lose some weight, to feel better. Cause I feel like, being sedentary does cause things to flare up and hurt and whatever. And being in motion feels good. Feels, even though you're sore or whatever, you feel better. You don't have joint pain or whatever pains. But yeah, I'm hurting today. So like the knees, the hips, everything.
Get in the pool and just let that weight off of you. Like those kind of things. Like the older people do the synchronized swimming. I want to do that. Like, is it discrimination? Like, I want to do it too.
I don't know.
It takes a lot of your weight off of you, like any kind of pressure in it. It takes away any kind of pressure, and it doesn't feel like you're working. The kiddos, you know how it is, life with kids. But yes, Adriella, I miss our yoga and BKT days too. That was like such a great time. Like, because we were going pretty regularly, we would go after and get a coffee and then be ready to start our day. It was something to look forward to. Like you said, as community, especially with James. James was the best. Yeah, that was fabulous.
Children!
Right? They are adorable. You did that, though. You did the thing. You said, not today, kiddo.
I'm walking in my mind right now. No. Yeah.
We were just saying how we missed our days of going to yoga and tea. And then I was starting to get into it where I would like want to go to those one-off classes. Like, I started doing restorative yoga here, and I'm moving, but it feels like I'm giving myself a massage. We did a sound
bath. Restorative yoga is amazing.
We went to Brooklyn Museum and did a sound bath and just vegged out. Like, just little things like that. It once you get that dopamine or whatever endorphin rush, then it's like you want more of it. So where do you get it? Just like with anything, wellness. But it's not for the future, like you said. It's more for feeling right now, like feeling good. Help me make it through the day. Help me relax from the day.
Stress relief. I guess that is for the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you weren't doing it, it would just be pent up inside.
Yeah. That sound bath was unreal. Still haven't felt it again. It was truly out of pocket. Yes.
Sounds good.
In that hall, like, I don't know what it's called, but they have like all that open space and all these people laying down, like the sound bath. It was, need more of that. But that was definitely for the present. It's like, gotta wind down. We've been out all day. Or just refresh, like not for tomorrow, but for like, I want to still do stuff later. not knock out, which I did. Girl, you know, I can't close my eyes without falling asleep. It's bad.
But your body needs it, that might just be what it's about, you know, like being in the moment and hey, whatever your body needs. People cry, have emotional release, you know, or they fall asleep.
Because I noticed I was crying at the vet. And then I was just crying. And then I noticed like I tried to hide it. And I was like, all right, like what's that? They know it's a vet, like emergency room, like, you know.
Yeah,
like, what's the shame in crying? It's almost like thinking that pack animals.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah,
I was gonna say that about shame of
because I
have felt that since my dad's passed too. Is a need to be in control and to be the stable one and not to show too much emotion, because that's irresponsible to show too much emotion. Or just the shame of being succumbing too much to your emotion. There's a shame there. And I wonder if that's something we can unpack later about maybe just upbringing and stuff. I mean, I wonder where that comes from. Conditioning somehow. Yeah. Cause it's an appropriate response to the situation.
Yeah. And I think it's honestly, for me, at least I know it's part of that you can't cry. I'm gonna make you cry, give you a reason to cry, like wipe your eyes kind of thing. Like, so not really getting a space to cry, but I
Being
still
brought up
cry.
to be tough. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I was
To
definitely
be
brought up to
tough.
be tough. I was brought up as basically the world's gonna F you up, F
You
you
don't
over.
cry.
Yeah. And you're the in the end, it's gonna be you. You can't depend on anybody, you can't trust anybody. You know, you gotta trust in yourself. That's all you got. And
Damn.
it was great for school, you know, and that kind of thing. But in the real world, it sucked. So trying to deprogram that and learn to trust. We did our Kinder G. I don't know if you know Kinder G, but that's the Instagram dating show. And she does a thing that's called, "What are your three flaws?" And I was doing it with my aunt. And I was like, yeah, my three flaws are not trusting people, like definitely not trusting people. And not being vulnerable, which is tied to not trusting people, like having almost a fear of
It's all
being vulnerable.
trust.
Yeah, it's all trust. And the third one was, what did I say? Oh, yeah, just lack of empathy. Sometimes I can have a lack of empathy. And I was like, that is what it is. Do you know your three flaws? Your top three flaws?
So how it like is that just something you came up with? Like, hey, what are your three flaws? Oh, let me think about it for a minute and then come up with my own. Or was there like a test or a quiz or like
No, it was just
were
my
you
own.
given feedback from people? Okay, so that's just that's something to think about.
Like an
Three flaws as
introspective, not
relates to
external.
relationships
No,
or
just three
just in
flaws about
general.
yourself. Like some people are like, oh, I spend too
Damn.
much money, or I work all the time. I don't know how to express my emotion. You know, like whatever things that if you're in the context of this, like maybe those aren't the three flaws that I would say in a job interview, but this is for dating. So what are some
But I was
flaws?
thinking job interview because I remember, working in HR interviewing people and they would be, you try to make your flaw sound like a positive. Oh, like I'm
Yeah,
a
that's
perfectionist,
bad. Yeah.
and so I wonder
But
if
they trained
people,
you to do it. And that's a certain type of person, too. So they know you're a people pleaser. It's like psychological tests and stuff that are going on that aren't actual tests when you think about it. Cause it's like, I don't know. Like, tell me where you're going to be in 5 years. Alive? Am I going to be? Like, I don't know.
Probably right here, doing what
Right.
I'm
I
doing
don't
today.
say
I mean, who could
that.
truly say? But then that kind of feeds into the idea of, visualization and manifestation and thinking about it. And if you can't say, then how are you going to get there? I
Yeah, I
don't
feel like
know.
it's ways to
And
read people and like their thought processes and things like that. It's interesting. Man, I had a thought and I forgot. Must have been a lie. That's what my mom would say. Must have been a lie. What were we just talking about?
I don't know. I mean, I'm still thinking about this podcast. I thought it was interesting
Yeah, I
connecting
gotta
to your
listen to
future
them.
self. I mean, it was pretty, I don't know. It was interesting. And it's a bunch of dorks. I love dorks. I love science and information where you don't expect to find it, like where, when
Yeah.
people give you like empirical data and you're sitting there like, oh, cool. Like there's actual information here, not just people shooting the shit. Like this is
Yeah.
based in fact. Like, oh my gosh, I learned something. I think it's very rare where you're like, I learned something today.
I watch too much
And
YouTube.
I just,
There's always something.
I don't watch, yeah. I mean, I hear people's opinions and I feel like you learn about people, but like I learned like something about the body and like how it can
Yeah,
be
the like
applied
the
to your
informational
life.
YouTubes, yeah.
Yeah.
Or
And
like
what
the
your brain
foods, like
does.
documentaries and stuff. Yeah, I
I
love that
love
kind of stuff.
that. I love that. So I just, I, this podcast stuck with me because I've been listening to all kind of stuff, like just politics stuff and all of that,
Oof.
but this one is a little one-off that I was like, oh, let's try that.
See, that's good. You can write it down. Now you need something to like chill out or like geek out on, and now you know you have something to go to. I wish I could find a podcast like that because I really get tired. I was listening to Freakonomics, which was pretty good. Like, I think Freakonomics is one of those kind where they're just talking about all kinds of stuff you wouldn't really think about.
And you learn something.
Yeah, and you
I
learn
like
something
that.
new.
I
Why
like
did
to
we? I'm
learn.
never going to use it, but I always just think in the back. I love trivia, so you never know when to use trivia. Just,
Just random information that you've got stored away somewhere. Hey, did you know? I love that. I love that kind of stuff. Love it.
Oh yeah, we were kind of you trying to we were doing the three flaws. So what are your three flaws?
Oh, I mean, I haven't really given that much thought. I think I am very much a people pleaser. To the point where I don't know if it's the same or two separate ones where it's like a very that self-sacrifice, like I will say yes to everything. Oh, you need, okay,
Oh
yeah, I'll do
yeah,
that for you. Okay, even if
self-sacrifice.
it's not, it doesn't work for me. Like that's something I've been working really hard about, creating boundaries of like, no, I just don't, and I don't owe you an explanation, but I
Hope.
do that a lot. Like, oh, just okay. Well, I was gonna do this, but I guess I won't. You know,
You got to put
another
you first.
flaw. I mean, I pick my nose a lot. Is that a flaw? I mean, I'm really disgusting like
Yeah.
that. I
That's a
just
flaw.
noticed that because my kid now does it. I'm like, where'd you get that from? And I was like, you were me. You were you see me doing
Yeah.
it.
Dang, I got to add that
It's like
as a
a
flaw. I got bad skin, though. It's like
no,
a
I don't even
ENT.
realize I'm doing it. It's a nervous thing, I think. Yeah, which is really for a grown 40-year-old woman to just be picking her nose, not absentmindedly doing so.
Picking.
It's
Yeah.
and it's not even like I'm getting to, you know, it's just my nose is clean. I'm just in there
Yeah.
doing, I don't know, picking. Yes, picking. I don't know if that's a flaw or that's a condition. That's a
Yeah.
medical issue
Is
I
it just
got. That ain't
you?
a
Well, it
flaw.
might be. That's right. It ain't a flaw.
No. This is who I am.
You got two flaws. Now the third.
Oh, so
Picking
the oh.
and people pleasing. It's got to start with a P. I'm just kidding.
I realize this about myself with the podcast, and I see it in social settings now, and I am conscious of it, but I'm having a difficult time fixing it as I talk over people. I get so
Me
anxious
too.
about when do I get into the conversation? Like I don't I that I end up talking, and when I start talking, I just can't sleep. Like I talk over people, and I'm aware of it, and I'm trying, but I don't know how. I either don't won't talk or I'm talking over people. Like I can't.
I'm the same way. That's crazy, but I'm not like that. I mean, I feel like I talk over you, but I'll pause, but I'll have a good feeling of when I can talk or I'll just stop. But I notice I'm like that on Zoom calls and things. I'm always cutting people off. It's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, oh,
I don't
I'm
know when I don't know how I my conversation I don't know how to talk anymore. Like I feel
yeah,
like we
that's
talk
the
over each
thing.
other, but we're talking together. So it's like, okay, we're just having a conversation. But sometimes I'll just be talking and I'll like just jump right. I think you're done talking and you're not. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, but I've already started my thing. So we're it's
Do you want to
you
talk
know,
to the
I
people?
don't
I feel like
know.
those are more so when I don't want to talk to somebody. It's
I don't know
like
that I
I'm
want
just forcing myself to
to
talk.
talk to anybody. I think I just get so anxious that I
Yeah.
don't know what I'm doing. I really like I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm so self-conscious or like awkward in that setting because I'm so anxious
Yes,
about it
yes.
that I don't know how to talk. And I want to be part of the conversation. I want to be like everybody else and comfortable and sharing and all of that type of stuff. But I and then I forget like and it's I feel bad because it seems rude. Because I have questions I want to ask too to engage in the conversation. And I know you and I have talked a lot about like asking questions and making conversation and showing interest. And I have questions and sometimes I won't even ask the questions. Ooh. I won't even ask the questions. And I feel like after the fact I'm like, oh, I never asked them about how their day was going. Or you know, and it's like oh, and I feel bad. And then I just won't talk to that person ever again because I'm just like, oh, they don't
Maybe
want to
that's
talk
part
to
of
me.
the people pleasing piece.
And that got my heart rate up. I feel it's my talking about that. I don't know.
Anxiety, yeah.
It's bad.
Oh, I
It's
hate
real
that. And
bad.
also you are you interacting with adults a lot, like for adults' sake?
More so
Okay,
now,
that's
but it's not for us to be I mean, we're there for the sake of our children, and we're
No, I
just
said
kind of
for
there.
adults' sake. That's why I said for
Yeah,
adults'
that's
sake.
what I'm saying. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, okay.
Like, when do I have adult sake time? Like, I
Yeah.
don't have a. I mean, it's always, you know, based in children's things.
Yeah.
So it's other people who are similarly awkward. We're all just awkward together,
Yeah.
which is great.
That makes sense. And then it's also if you're awkward, that's a safety net because there are people who figure out a way to do adult stuff with their do what they want, you know. It's just what feels safe. Like
Yeah. I appreciate the outgoing people, the extroverts, the over the tops. Some people are like, oh, she's extra. I'm like, no, please bring me the extra people because I feel like okay, there will never be an awkward silence, or you're not looking at me to carry half the conversation. Like we're just here, and you're gonna talk a lot, and that's fine. You talk,
yeah, and you're just like
you know,
stream of
yes,
consciousness
and I
like
feel I'm okay. That is okay with me. Yeah,
I
that's
like it
fine. That's
depends on
fine
the
with me.
it depends on it's like if I don't want to talk with you, it's gonna hurt. It's gonna really physically
Yeah,
hurt. And
that
I'm
is
not gonna
true.
and it's like I'm gonna be saying
A
stuff that I
lot.
know. Yeah. And it's like I know the answer to it, like my favorite song or something, you know, but I just can't. I don't know if I have a favorite song, but
And
you
it's awkward all the way around. It's just
yeah.
awkward.
And it's like
Because
I
you don't
can't read
care. You don't want to do
faces.
it.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to do it. Then it's like the faces aren't looking right. And it's like, what if everybody's thinking the same thing? You know, like I'm just kidding. Like, the faces aren't looking right, or like, I feel like I'm getting a negative reaction to a positive thought. Like, so why are you frowned up when I just said
Do you
something?
hate that? I hate that when you're saying something and their face is giving something completely different from what you were expecting to receive. You know, I don't know. So I just, and then it's like, I don't know. It gives you it, that, that in itself gives you feedback and you're like, oh, maybe this is, I'm gonna slick away from this conversation. It's not going right. Or they're not understanding what I'm trying to say. You know, it's just a,
and it's awkward. Interesting to watch, because I do like to observe. So sometimes I will just get into a circle and just listen.
Just and there?
No, I'm just laughing. You know, I usually have a drink, you know, laughing and like listening to the stories of, that people tell. And some of it is just full of S, but it's like, I don't know. It's just interesting because it's a lot of BS. In networking type of things. So it depends on the circumstance. If it's a place that I don't want to be, then I just can't talk, and then I get like,
I just won't be there. If I have a choice in it, I just won't be there. If it's a place I don't want to be, I'm not there.
But I don't want to be anywhere. So no.
It's just a no. It's
going to
no.
Be in the house. Like, this is it. Like,
and then I'm the goofy one sitting there with a big old smile on my face. I'm trying to look friendly.
Look at me.
I don't know what my face actually looks like, though. I have a feeling my face looks very different from what I think it looks. I think I mean, I don't know. But I try to look welcoming, like, someone please talk to me, you know. Welcoming. But
no, I don't. Even when I try, it's almost like on the phone.
Looking busy. I do that too. Like, oh, let me look busy. Oh, I'm doing something. Maybe
an AirPod in my ear. Yeah, somebody would be like, oh, I love your dress. And I'm like, oh, they're not talking to me. Hey, I love. I'm like, oh, thank you. You know, it's just like little stuff like that. Maybe being disconnected, and maybe it's a fear-based kind of thing, versus, because I'll get in that mood and I'll walk down the street. Hi, good morning. And it's just like, they don't owe me good morning, but it just like, it just seems so
return
cool.
My energy.
Yeah.
Return my energy. That's it.
Like, what's going to hurt you to say good morning? And I tried it a few times with these older people, and they just refused. And I'm like, okay, I'm never going to try again. And so now I just walk past, but it's just like, I don't want to. And so, am I betraying myself by not continuing to just say good morning? But
I hate that. That's one thing that I dislike very much about myself, is I will let that change my mood entirely. Like, if I'm, I'm going to go, I'm going to be social. Ooh, I got stuff to say. Ooh, yeah, let's talk. I know about this. This is, let's talk. I'm gonna be friendly. Oh, this person's gonna be there. I haven't talked to her. Oh, you know, and I'm psyching myself up, because you know you gotta do that before you go somewhere. You gotta psych yourself up. You get there, and then somebody's like, or I've had this happen to me a lot, where they kind of are walking towards me, like they're gonna talk to me, and they go, oh hey, and then they go somewhere else. And it's like, oh, you just kind of like looked right past me, like I wasn't there. And that's just kind of, I don't know why I let it happen, but it shrinks me down, you know, like it takes that energy and just goes, not today. No, maybe you're not, you know, you're not gonna be great today.
No.
So get back in your phone. And I hate that, because I do so much work to psych myself up. And then and then I just go and I'm fine to just stay in the kitchen at a party when everybody's outside. I'm in the kitchen.
Kind of like with, I guess I just did it too with the question about the three flaws. We kind of got distracted and went on. And then I was like, I guess that's a good one. Like, not, but that's the lack of empathy one, maybe. It's like, maybe the people don't want to answer the question I'm asking in a social setting, so then they just ignore it. But it sounds like, for me, it's like, I don't catch that cue. Yeah, like it seems, it's, so then I repeat it, and I just keep repeating. And that happened to me over the weekend. It was so weird. It was like, who am I talking to? Like, I was like, where are we going? And like, nobody would say anything. And I'm like, I would be asking questions, and I'm like, are y'all okay? Like, something is off. It was just very weird. And it's like, almost like I'm not being heard. And a funny thing happened at the family reunion, where I would say, hi, I'm Monique. And people would be like, hi. And then they would tell who my birth mother is. And then they just grab me. And just like, because they love the grandmother, I mean, the birth mother so much. It was crazy. So many people did that. Like, once they found out who I was, because I walked in there a stranger. When you think about it, they were strangers and I was a stranger.
That brings it back to the original thing, is the connection. It's like, you're not willing to come out of your comfort zone for something you don't have a connection or empathy for. Mm-hmm. And once there is a connection or a buy-in or a point that brings you together, then you're open.
Yes.
And it's a matter of finding a way to open. Mm-hmm. That is kind of, I don't know. It's a, I don't know, the illuminating, or it just, that's, yeah, like a light bulb just went off with you telling that story about how they had to know how they were connected to you. Otherwise, you were just a stranger.
Yeah. And
And
I
you're
wish
not
she
just going to be
like,
hugging strangers off the
yeah.
street, you
And it's
know?
so great. Like the I'm telling you, they grabbed, like they love that woman so much. Like they grabbed
And
me.
you're a
Like,
part of her that's
yeah.
returned, you know? Oh, that's
Yeah. That was
beautiful.
what I'm gonna cry because I said, you know, I never
I
felt
do
that
it,
much
girl.
family. Look, remember I'm embarrassed to cry.
Yes, no, but
But I
that's
never
beautiful.
felt that much love from family in my whole life. And I felt it in two
Oh, and
days.
you
Like
got loved
I'm like,
up. That's beautiful.
people live
You
with
were
this
meant
their
to be
whole life.
there.
Like,
Oh,
you
I
know,
love
so
that for you.
I hope it
I love
continues. We'll
that.
see.
Yeah. I mean, did you make it? Do you feel like you're gonna be, because you were in touch with people before getting going there? Do you feel like you'll be
Yeah.
in touch now? Yeah,
Yes,
that's, oh,
it's
that's
true to
awesome.
you.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and it's
I
kind of
love
like
it.
mind blowing because it's breaking down that negative belief of being what is it like not being lovable or something like that because it hasn't existed. So
Yeah.
yeah, it was great. So maybe that's some kind of
For
future
no
scene.
other reason but being you. That's it. They probably didn't
Yeah.
need to know it. They just needed to know you belong here. You
Yeah.
come from us. You are part of us. You know, and we love you, period. That's
Yeah.
it. Oh my
And it'd be
gosh.
like, come here, come here. It was just like, so like,
Yes. Yes. I love that. Oh.
hugs. Thanks, boo. It was amazing. You know, I'm not stupid. I know everything, everybody has problems and everything, but it was nice to feel that. It was much needed.
I love that.
Yeah.
And you're brave for doing that. To go all the
I
way
know.
out. I mean,
That's
that probably
what
was
I was saying.
overwhelming. That's a lot. I'm sure that was a lot. Think on
But
it.
it's like for some reason I think it was my cat dying, honestly. I was in
Yeah,
a
I was about to
state
say you
where,
had an emotional. Yeah.
yeah, I was in a state of being vulnerable, which I find it hard to do. But it was almost like my guard was down and I was able to. Now, at first I sat, you know me, I went all the way to the back, sat by myself in a corner. And so I was like, so I can see people in this right by the exit, you know, like. And then I met this lady I looked like, and we started talking to come to find out she's like my great aunt or something like that. And she saw me. She said, "Oh, I'm sitting with you." And then as the night went on, we both kind of like
Oh,
moved on to people. And as the Hennessy was flowing as well, you know, I'm black.
okay.
You know, like that helps you drop your guard too. But it was fun. It was a good time.
That's good. I love it. I
Yeah.
love it.
I love it. I love the love.
I don't know. I just thought the podcast was good. You guys want to listen
I'll
to
go
it? It's
listen to it.
the TED Radio Hour, the June 15th episode called Future You. And it talks about the science of why we can or cannot make decisions today to benefit our future selves and the psychology behind it, which is was interesting to me.
Cool.
So I don't know. Just a little something to listen to.
Just a little
But I
something,
think that's
something.
a good exercise is to visualize like who you would be in 5, 10 years, and if that person is somebody that you feel connected to, and if not, why? And if so, what are you doing today to, you know, help a sister out? Like, what are you doing for her? Like,
That context of relationships, like visualizing your partner and you know being very specific about it. And I'm like, I can't honestly visualize it. Life is such a chance. I don't know what that person will look like or anything. I know there are certain behaviors that I like, but honestly, if I like someone, they could have the complete opposite behaviors that I like. So I can't really
It's
say,
weird
yeah, it's
chemistry
like
and
a soul thing. Yeah. Adriel, I don't know what to think of my future self. I don't know what to think of my current self. I
I heard
feel
that. I don't know about my
yeah.
current self either.
Same. I felt for a long time I knew who I was and what I wanted, and now I'm not so sure. Yeah. I feel that.
I
Like, I
think
know
that's
there are certain, yeah, it's
this
the
time
COVID
of
times.
life that we're in.
Oh, is
Yeah,
the
that
age of
too.
COVID, the
I
age.
mean, I don't know that I ever knew who I was and what I wanted. I don't think I ever did. Especially myself without relation to somebody else. Like I was somebody's daughter. What did they expect from me? That's who I was. Now I'm somebody's mother and I think of what is best for them. And maybe that's the flaw. Like, well, what the hell is best for me? Like, who am I? What do I need? I don't know.
You're
And it's always,
selfless.
yeah, but that's, I, But it's in a very unhealthy way, probably. You know, to this to the point
Yeah.
where you don't know who you are, what you want. Yeah.
And you have time to figure it out and
Yeah,
allow
about you,
yourself.
about you.
Yeah, it might be nerve-wracking in the beginning, but once you start doing it and you get on that routine of doing the things for you, you'll start recognizing things. And that's what happened. I'm telling this from my experience. It's like little things start hitting in your brain. Like you feel little pieces of, like maybe that's the lighten up, like
Things
little
coming
pieces of,
together.
yeah, like maybe something in the past you really enjoyed that you forgot about, or a feeling you had that you didn't even know you could still feel again. And I remember saying, I feel like a child.
Want to catch that. Catch that
I
feeling.
was like, I feel like a child. And that's what it was. And it's like in that you kind of lose inhibitions.
Oh.
It was cool.
I mean,
And
I
that
guess
is
that's
true.
what this is all about.
Yeah.
And this time is just this self. I didn't even hear you were talking. I saw. I'm sorry. It was frozen. But just the time for, you know, for self-reflection and to figure out who am I today, first of all. No idea, but to figure that out and maybe that use that as a stepping stone to figuring out who my future self is and what their needs may be. And what to do to help her out. I mean, 'cause you know.
I know. I do think about it because I'm like, I don't want to be on a scooter. I don't want to be one of those old ladies on a scooter rolling around Disneyland, you know.
Oh, that's my mama.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. Survival.
Well, I mean, that's part of it too, is the financial. How can you help yourself out in the future? I mean, and sometimes you've got needs today that prevent you from doing anything for future, you know, M is gonna have to take care of future M kind of thing, like, because you're dealing with today.
That's how I think about
So,
it. Yeah.
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 And you know future Mo will take care of future Mo.
Yeah. But that's if you have
Like you
all
have
your
the
faculties.
confidence.
Yeah. Like if you lose those
Yeah.
faculties, it's like, but there's things in place right now if I do, you know, but for how long? So.
Lose your faculties.
Yeah,
In 5, 10 years, I hope not. I hope I
that's
really
scary. That's another
I
thought.
forget how old we are. So this
Yeah.
is five,
I'm
ten years, when does that
catastrophic.
start happening?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I kind of think in
Catastrophic.
a better way. Yeah. Catastrophic thinking. Yeah. Like in 10 years, I'm going to be in past. But you never know. That's the thing. You don't know. So,
You
worst
don't.
case in it, not worse, but you know.
A possible scenario.
Any
Any
final
final
thoughts?
thoughts?
Jerry.
No final thoughts. That's all I, you know, the check out that podcast. You know, hit us up on the socials if you have any ideas of topics or if you have something you want to hear about.
Yes, and you can find us at
That's it.
reclaimingourprime at gmail.com. If you want to send topics or anything, you can find us at reclaimingourprime on Instagram. So thanks again for listening. Appreciate y'all and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Good
Bye.
night.